It's time for The Good Stuff with Kim and Mike Burge from the heart city of Valentine, Nebraska.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County. VisitValentine.com is where you can find out all the information. The Niobrara National Scenic River, rated number one in the Midwest for adventure rivers and one of the top 10 in the U.S., according to Backpack Magazine, for tubes, kayaks, canoes, and an outdoor adventure as well. International Dark Skies and Quiet Trails International. Yep, that's it. All right here in Cherry County, Nebraska. VisitValentine.com is where you can find the details.
Knowledge is infinite. Knowledge is a tale that never ceases. Each issue is a landmark, every edition a revelation. Agriculture may be their focus, but knowledge is the heart that sustains the Tri-State Livestock News legacy, a steadfast convention of their first publication to their latest issue. Continuous knowledge. Discover more online at tsln.com or receive your Tri-State Livestock News through the mail. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Sunday, May 12th is Mother's Day, and this is your invitation to the world-famous Mile City Buck and Horse Sale. Yep, they've got Mother's Day races, a full day of live horse races, free admission to all moms, live Churchill Downs simulcast there as well, and the kickoff concert with Josh Turner. Coming up on the 16th, 5 o'clock, the gates will open, and May 17th, the first day of events in the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale. Go to buckinghorsesale.com for details.
We don't know the origin of these hilarious rules for chocolate, but we agree, I think, unanimously with every single one of them. I gave a couple the other day to get started. The problem about chocolate, how to get 2 pounds of chocolate home from the store in a hot car. The solution? Eat it in the parking lot. Now, here's a diet tip for everyone. Eat a chocolate bar before every meal. It'll take the edge off your appetite and you'll eat less. And another thought, chocolate also contains milk, which is dairy, so candy bars are a health food. If calories are an issue, store your chocolate on top of the refrigerator. Calories are afraid of heights, and they will jump out of the chocolate to protect themselves. Now, I did not know that. That's very good to know. If I eat equal amounts of dark chocolate and white chocolate, is that a balanced diet?
Yes, it is.
I think so. I think they counteract each other. Chocolate is derived from cacao beans. Bean is a vegetable. Sugar is derived from either sugar cane or sugar beets. Both are plants, which places them in the vegetable category too. Therefore, chocolate is a vegetable. I like that. Put eat chocolate at the top of your list of things to do today. That way, at least, you'll get one good thing done.
All day long.
I know, I like that. A nice box of chocolates can provide your total daily intake of calories in one place. Now, isn't that handy?
There you go.
If you can't eat all your chocolate, it will keep in the freezer. But if you can't eat all your chocolate, what's wrong with you?
Should be able to get it all down.
We don't know where that came from, but boy, do I believe in it.
I have something for you that I believe in. Remember the song Afternoon Delight by the Starland Vocal Band back in the 70s? So if you remember songs from your life, I've always thought that songs mark spots in our lives.
Oh, definitely.
You think of your life and you go, oh, that was a song. Well, this was something sent in by Todd Williams a while back. For one summer, you were my mother's favorite song. Hanging in the air like a light June breeze. A saccharine salute to AM radio and all things John Denver. We sang your lyric from the top of our lungs, a suggestive swirl too worldly for our grade school kin to comprehend. And when you return on an oldie show or by spin of some ancient DJ, there is no embarrassment as the words return and rise from our lips, muscle memory re-conjuring a family vacation, riding in the back seat of a 73 Datsun, the smell of leaded gasoline and cigarette smoke.
Cigarette smoke. Wow.
So think about those songs that have been important parts of your lives and things. And it is kind of a muscle memory. You just kind of start belting out the words sometimes.
Well, and it's so funny because you can hear a song that you haven't heard for a long time, or at least this happens to me. And those memories just flood in.
I mean, it puts
you back where you were. So
what else do you have today, Kim?
If you pick up a starving dog and make him prosperous, he will not bite you. This is the principal difference between a dog and a man.
Ooh, ouch.
Mark Twain said that.
Everyone, keep listening to this great radio station, and you will probably hear more of the good stuff.